The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
When it comes to prospects, prospects are just prospects.
They're potential.
Until they do something. And frankly, you're getting one of the best pitchers in baseball. And you're now the World Series favorite. And I think you're going into the playoffs with nobody's going to match your 1-2-3.
No.
And
no.
I don't think anybody's going to match Wade Miley at 4. So it's just a matter of... You know, this is a great, great deal, and I think people should be excited about it. Luno said the Astros gave up 4 legitimate prospects. Says to add a future Hall of Famer like Zach Greinke to our team for the next 2.5 years, we had to give up a lot of value, and it was painful. Okay. Maybe someday J.B. Bukauskas becomes half of what Zach Greinke is. Maybe.
Well, you brought in what you know. You brought in a sure thing, and you gave up potential. Proven versus potential.
I know fans especially and guys in the organization, they fall in love with these prospects. I get that there's an attachment to these guys because you put a lot of effort into them when you go and draft them. But, you know, when you get an opportunity to get better, see you.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. You can also get on the Twitch channel and put your comments on there. And feel free to... watch us and make fun of me as much as you like on there, because that's what it's there for. And if you missed the first 2 hours, it's been a lot of Astros talk, and deservedly so. One of the bigger moves, and man, there's been a lot.
The biggest move, honestly.
Well, biggest move of this trade deadline, no question. But isn't even the biggest move in Houston over the last month?
Hmm.
I mean, that Russell Westbrook deal is pretty big, too.
Sure.
So... I mean, I think it's interesting because, but yeah, and from what you heard in the rewind, and if you missed any of it, all available on podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. I think they're clearly the World Series favorites now. David, you were talking about something off air about your playoff rotation.
Well, as you, when you look at a 7-game series, say we're in the ALDS, often the manager has a big decision. Does he go with 3 pitchers on short rest or 4 pitchers and give everybody their normal rest? With this lineup and these 4 pitchers, there's a decision, because Wade Miley is a quality guy. In fact, before this trade, I would have been happy to line up those 3 and have Miley be your 3rd. Now you got Miley at 4, and you have the luxury of perhaps pitching all 4 and giving everybody a normal rotation of rest.
Yeah, and this is where we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. If you add another guy like this and Miley becomes your 4th guy,
yep,
it gives you options. And you don't need this for the regular season, but when you get to the playoffs, if you're up in a series, then you can start Wade Miley 4th. If you're down, you can tighten your rotation and make sure that you get Verlander 2 starts and, yep, and things like that. So you've got some options now going in. And not only that, it helps your bullpen, because the guys who are at the back end here now are going to be helping in the bullpen. So I think it's it's a win-win all the way around.
And then you've got Brad Peacock, who hopefully he's going to be coming back soon. And depending on how he does, you can use him either way, in the rotation or in the bullpen.
Yeah,
so
and
that
adds some insurance. I actually prefer
too.
Him in the bullpen.
Yeah,
same.
I like
Colin
him in
McHugh.
The bullpen too.
So you've got all kinds of.
Well, in a playoff series, you just won't need him in the rotation. And what a great guy to come out of the bullpen.
God forbid you have to, with injuries or whatever,
right,
it is.
Right.
There we go.
So we brought up Cliff Lee traded to the Phillies the last time an ace became a number 3 starter. So
When was that?
That's going back. I'd have to go check that.
That's going back, but I have trouble remembering who else was on that staff. I mean, this is what's so amazing is you don't see a legitimate ace now be a number 3. I mean, you've got 3 aces, 3 number 1s on one team. And then it makes, and Wade Miley, call him a 2 or a 3. But now he's relegated to number 4. So that's the abundance of riches and the depth.
2009. Yep.
So who were the 2 starters ahead of him when he was traded?
I'm trying to go back and think because I know
it's 10 years ago. Wow. Which is interesting. So how do you think, if you're Zach Greinke, how do you feel right now? Do you think I'm fired up? I might be contending for a World Series, or do you think I'm a number one? I don't want to be in a number three. Where do you go with that? He didn't look super happy when we just saw him on the TV when he found out.
But let's be honest, he's always been a weird dude. So I have no idea what he's thinking. And if it were me, it'd be like, okay, cool. I got to go play for a team where I got a chance to win it all. That's pretty awesome. But if that's not his motivation, then who knows? Maybe he just likes living in Arizona.
Right.
And it's a cool place. I don't mind it.
We don't see the off-field element here.
Right. There's
you are uprooting life
and
a family, and you're coming to a different city.
And he's not a social media guy. He's not a Justin Verlander type or an Alex Bregman type.
He didn't have a hot wife?
Well, I'm sure he does because every baseball player does.
They had five starting pitchers listed. In order of wins, you had three tied at 12 with Jay Happ, Jamie Moyer, Joe Blanton. Then you also had Cole Hamels at 10 wins, and Cliff Lee was the back end at 7 wins.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd have been a 3 on that staff. Hamels would have probably been your ace.
Hamels and Lee would be 1 and 2, I would think.
Yeah, yeah.
Jay Happ had a 2.93 ERA, and then Cliff Lee had a 3.39, and Hamels had a 4.32. But Joe Blanton also had a 4.05 for the season.
Yeah, that's a pretty robust roster there. That's a good rotation.
Somebody says, Houston fans are first to crucify the Warriors for stacking their team, but the first to celebrate the Astros for doing the same. I think it's a little different with baseball. But, yeah, I don't ever dog the Warriors for what they did.
I don't either, because they developed the majority of it in-house.
They had three of their guys that they drafted.
They drafted them.
And they developed. The Astros have guys that they drafted and developed, and then you add to that. And I think basketball, it's a little more, and I don't want to say, because I have no problem with what the Warriors did, so I don't want to sound like I do, but I do think one guy makes such a big impact as opposed to baseball.
Well, you're looking at five people on a court as opposed to...
And you're playing offense and defense.
Right.
So it seems more obvious when you do this, but, you know, on the other hand, here you are stacking three of the best, I would say 10 pitchers in baseball on one rotation. So
it's like the Atlanta Braves, although we don't want it to turn out like that.
Yeah, you don't want to just win one. I think at this point, one World Series would be a disappointment with this roster.
Well, the Astros also gave something up to get Greinke and to get Verlander, whereas KD just wanted to be with the Warriors because he wanted a chance to win a title.
Yeah, Halliday was on that list. So it was Hamels and Halliday were the 1-2 there. So... and we talked about this a little bit earlier. Somebody asked if they win the World Series, can they afford three aces? I think they can. Garrett Cole wants to be a free agent, and that's great. If I'm him, I want to be a free agent. But I do think the Astros will make a competitive offer, especially if they win the World Series. They'll try to bring him back. And if you imagine if they do, and you have those three guys going into next year again, then you're the favorite again next year. So... And at some point, maybe Kyle Tucker becomes the player that you're hoping he does, and you add to that offense even more. 832 says the Astros also don't act like a-holes, as the Warriors are known to do.
Hey.
You know what? Not so fast there.
Thank you.
Not so fast. Well, no, the Warriors are a-holes.
Hurts my
There's
word.
No question.
They're not.
But oh, yeah, they are. They're turds. But the Astros... We did a whole thing about if you wanted to hate them, here's why. They're not exactly above reproach. So and Joshua just asked, disregard if you already covered it, but does this hurt the chance to re-sign Cole next year? And no, that's one of the things we were talking about. And Drunk Bevo says, feels good to have a team that's run so freaking well. It is. And you know what? It makes... Hey, at least the Rockets are out there firing shots.
Yep.
And I'll give him credit for that. And I love Tillman. I think, you know, Tillman, especially for what he's done at UH, he's always
my goodness. He's transformed that place.
He's got a gold star in my book. And, you know, plus I love his casinos. But I think he's going to be a really good owner. He's not going to be the kind of guy who is going to be satisfied with losing. I think he can be a Mark Cuban type owner for the Rockets, and I mean that in a good way because I think Mark Cuban is a hell of an owner. And obviously, Jim Crane, with what he's done, I just hope somebody over on Kirby's taking notes. That's all. Because it just, the contrast in how these organizations are run is just so glaring when you see something like this. 713-780-3776. Am I supposed to do you're playing music here. You're not supposed to do that. Because I'm supposed to be talking about Harry's Razors. And guys, Harry's is so convenient, so affordable. And the best thing about it is, how about this? You need to replace your blades? About $2 a pop. $2. And they make great gifts. If you get, you got somebody's birthday coming up, you want to get them something practical, then go to harrys.com and just use code FAOUR. How about this? You're going to get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3. And Harry's is so convinced that you're going to love your shave, they're going to give your money back if you don't. So this is no risk. You just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. It's that simple. And the best thing about it is I love the fact that you can get them in the stores. They're now in Target and Walmart. So if you want to go get your replacements there, I like the fact that I never leave the house. I just get online. I sign up. I've got a basically a subscription now where right when I run out of razors, I get new ones. Quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per replacement carpet cartridge. You can't beat that. This summer, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And when you run out, remember, Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That's code FAOUR at harrys.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. David Gow, Carla Dawson, Boston the Gloss. How'd you like to sit in David Gow's lap?
Really?
Or visit David Gow's lap? Actually, David Gow's listener appreciation party.
Well, I really hope you get a lot of callers right now. I want to hear the answers to this.
Well, you were asking that question of Aaron, I saw. That...
No, you're the Gow listener appreciation party.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's coming.
Gow's lap.
Yes.
So we want to thank you guys. And you can join the broadcast editorial management team of ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap, especially the SportsMap folks, because they're awesome, for an evening of food from Big City Wings, which you know I love me some Big City Wings. Drinks provided by Coors Light at the home of Gow Media Thursday, August 15th at 6:30 p.m. Hopefully get a chance to meet some of our great sponsors. I know trying to get Dr. Linville to come, trying to get Lawyer Dave. And you can have up-close conversations with all of our ESPN 97.5 on-air personalities. You get a behind-the-scenes look at where and how your favorite shows and videos are made. It's going to be much smaller than last year, so invite only. Only way to get an invite is to listen and win. So guess how you're going to listen and win today. I'm going to give the Twitch crew a chance. So if you're on Twitch and you're commenting there, I want you to go and give us a sentence at the most why you deserve to go to the party. Not that, hey, I love the show, you guys are great, but get on there and tell me I deserve to go because fill in the blank. And funny is better. True is appreciated. So just get on there and then Aaron is going to pick three of them.
Scandalous wins.
And then we're going to vote. And yeah, so, and by the way, if you're one of the two or three people in there that are always saying, talking trash to me, don't even bother because I know your name and you're not winning. So I can be a vindictive son of a bitch when it comes to something like that. So if I'm going to invite you to our party, then you'll treat me with respect. So you're out. You know who you are.
You do remember what happened last year at the party.
No, I don't. I was drunk.
That's right. You were. You were over in the corner, drunk, passed out, wherever you were. And late, it was late. There were probably about those, well, at every party, there are those last 22 people who haven't left. And somebody declared that there was vodka in my office. They were all concerned the drinks had run out. Somebody declared there was vodka in my office. And I had just sort of stood out in the hallway. And then I looked back and I saw a wave of humanity going into my place. And I went back in there. I'd been overrun. They were sitting on my desk. They were drinking vodka. It was a party in my place. So that's apparently a tradition. I'm inviting anybody who comes to come and celebrate and have a glass of vodka.
To run for your lap.
Yeah. Well, I didn't offer the lap, but I will offer a drink of vodka.
And just so you know, if you're on the Twitch, you have until 6:40, okay? And then we're going to pick three. So I'm talking to you, Rockets Babe, who's been trying to win tickets. Get on there and tell us why you deserve them. And we're going to pick one. So it'll be fun. And trying to give Twitch a little love here. So this is your chance, guys. Step up.
Well, we're going to invite Rockets Babe back to the office for vodka, aren't we?
I don't know. You're in charge of the vodka.
Okay.
Last time I had a bunch of alcohol in my office, it kind of disappeared because I told people, yeah, go have some, but then they invited all their friends. And
yeah,
I was like,
you got overrun as well.
Yeah, so I don't know that I'll be doing that this year, but we'll see. We'll see. And then we got another really cool thing that is going to happen at the end of the year once we get situated. I can't wait to tell the people about, but for our poker friends out there, we got a big plan coming for you. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, so just save some time at the end of the year for it. Yeah. All right, so, we haven't talked about anything but Astros today, and I'm kind of okay with that.
I am totally okay with that. Celebration day.
I did have one non-Astros topic I wanted to address with Carly. You know that she is the Princess of Darkness, big-time Raiders fan, and over the top for John Gruden. But John Gruden is now over the top for his backup quarterback, Nathan Peterman. And his comments are that he really sees something special there. You want to explain that one, Carla?
This is almost the unexplainable.
Yes.
For my guy, JG. I mean, I have to laugh. He says about Peterman, he's been really consistent. This is not his fault. So let's... I know.
It's not his fault.
But listen to what consistent is.
Okay.
In his 2 years in Buffalo, 3 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. That kind of consistency, we need to not be consistent. I think, after watching the final episode of The Bachelorette last night, yes, I did it. I think that she picked the wrong guy.
Okay.
She was snowed over and Gruden's didn't find out till the end. Once she accepted the proposal, all the crud came out. This is what's going to happen with John. He's going to see him. He's all in love right now. And then it's going to hit hard.
It seems like he's been a bit lukewarm for Derek Carr, which always puzzled me because I think Carr is a good quarterback. You put all the right pieces around him, I think the Raiders will be just fine.
I like Derek Carr.
I love Derek Carr.
I don't know what Gruden's problem with him is, the fact they even talked about trading him at one point.
Yep.
I know. But he's been pretty mum on him. If I'm Carr, I'm not worried. I'm not threatened by Peterman. Jeez.
No, not by Peterman.
Oh, no,
I'd just be disappointed Gruden doesn't seem to show more confidence.
There's one way to get it on the field. Let's see it.
Okay.
And Carr and AB have got a great thing going. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see it.
How about John Gruden can't coach anymore? Can we just admit that?
We don't
that?
Know yet, Fred.
I think we know. I think we've seen
I love me
enough.
Some Chucky, so just ease up on him a little bit.
This is what happens when a guy had some success as a coach. People forget why he got fired. Forgot that, the Buccaneers went downhill significantly and that he won with somebody else's team. We forget all that because he gets on TV and he's charming and he's really good at his job on TV. It doesn't mean he's a good coach. Doesn't mean the game hasn't passed him by. It means that, hey, we all love him because he was on TV. And every time people would always say, oh, what about John Gruden? What about Bill Cowher? It's like, these guys, I mean, they've been out of the game. And I'm not sold on John Gruden at all. So
bring back Jimmy Johnson.
You just like the hair. Because we've been talking a lot of hair today.
Jimmy Johnson looks the same now as he did 30 years ago.
It's a lot less stressful life, what he's doing, right?
Yeah, he's just fishing. And well, he never got stressed out coaching football. I mean, that guy, he was almost the perfect coach. Things did not... I mean, for one thing, he knew how to treat his players. It's like you treat everyone fairly, but not equally.
Yeah.
And we always talk about that from a management perspective. You treat everyone fairly, but not necessarily equally. And he was good at that. He was good at getting the best out of his players. He handled the pressure of being a coach at that level as well as anyone I've ever seen. In that franchise and at Miami. I mean, wherever he coached. And his hair was never out of place. And I don't mean that as a... It's meant that he had a calm demeanor about him that outwardly... He projected that, like, he expected everything that happened to happen, whether it was win, lose, mistake, and that his players fed on that. I think that guy was just one hell of a football coach.
How would he handle Ezekiel Elliott and the Cabo holdout situation right now?
Well, he had it with Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, he did.
And Emmitt sat out two games, and they got him his contract.
But it's different. Emmitt Smith didn't have the off-field stuff that Elliott has.
Well, here's the other problem is...
And there's some car accident thing now. There's another thing. I mean, it's just nonstop.
Jimmy, it was from the pre-salary cap world.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, you could keep a team like that together for a long time. You just kept paying your guys and paying your guys. It just didn't matter. It's a little different animal now. And so those decisions are harder. And, you know, I don't blame Zeke for holding out. Running backs have a short shelf life. I don't blame the Cowboys for playing hard with him because they don't need to sign him. But I do think he's the most important part of that offense. And I don't think they can win if they don't have him healthy and out there. If I'm the Cowboys, I'm running him into the ground these next 2 years, and then we'll talk contract. And if you're Zeke Elliott, you know that. So it's one of those, I get both sides of this.
I think what's not going in his favor, though, is Todd Gurley. Because you look at that contract, which they extended 2 years early, and the only one who's happy with the Todd Gurley contract is Todd Gurley. I mean, it's pretty well criticized across the NFL. So that's been tough. That doesn't help Zeke.
Yeah, and paying a running back is always weird, and we've talked about this a lot.
It's devalued in the NFL, for sure, as a
position. It is, but... When you've got a great one, it makes all the difference in the world.
Right.
And how many teams have a Zeke Elliott or a Todd Gurley or a Le'Veon Bell? I mean, I'll throw Alvin Kamara in there. I think he's probably in that group now.
Mm-hmm. Saints, got it. Yep.
But when you have one of those guys, your team is light years better. And I think it's a tough thing because – you want to pay those guys, but you also know that their shelf life is not going to be very long, and they're not going to be at that level. It's rare for a guy to play at a high level for a long time in this league.
Well, and especially that position, but also what you look about in looking at Kareem Hunt is one of them, and Ezekiel Elliott, you know, there's a trust factor. So you pay these guys, you count on them, they're your number one option at running back, yet they're gone for 6 games. They're gone for 8 games because of other stuff. So if you want an early extension 2 years early, you want big fat money to be the highest paid, you got to be available. They got to be able to trust you.
Who would you rather pay? Someone who might have off the field issues or someone like Will Fuller who's injured every day?
I mean, they're not the same position. It's different.
Well, all right. Well, I'll give you Will Fuller versus Tariq Hill then.
I'm taking Will Fuller.
Okay. I'm probably taking the guy who I know stays on the field.
Well, what happened to him yesterday? He was carted off the field.
Yeah.
A little bit of karma after his.
Looks like he'll be back.
Yeah, it is amazing like
he didn't miss time with the suspension, but that's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other topic, and you don't want to get me started.
Oh, sure we do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, why not? It's funny. We always get the David Gow, Trey Wingo thing.
Right.
I've got two people now who said Chris Collinsworth.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, looks wise, not like quality of broadcaster, because we all know Chris Collinsworth is basically a mute button waiting to happen for me.
Look at you. We both were like,
well,
oh.
It's so interesting because he's obviously on a huge platform. I mean, Sunday Night Football is a big time stage. And I like nearly everybody I listen to because they're talking about topics I want to hear. But Collingsworth, he's at the bottom for me.
I know. We have a tough time
with
him.
He'd be better if he kept his mouth shut.
We agree on that.
Yep.
It is funny. I always wind up muting him at some point in the game. And usually, if he can make it halfway through the first quarter, he's had a good run.
Right.
Because I just
he gets on something and he doesn't let it go.
Oh, and ever since he bought into Pro Football Focus, it's like that's the Bible of football or something. And he's got to mention it 26 times. Mm-hmm. Oh, Pro Football Focus has this guy as the highest rated. Oh, just shut up with it. Pro Football Focus sucks. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I think I heard this song on a video game once, and now it's like it's part of my workout routine. I don't know what video game it was, but I like that song. I don't know why. It's weird. It's not my style of music, really. But
you're more Spice Girls guy.
No.
Cardi B.
I'm like Pantera, Megadeth, Metallica, that kind of stuff. You know,
wow.
Harder the better. Rob Zombie. Love some Rob Zombie. You know, but that I do appreciate like all kinds of music. It's just the stuff that I listen to most of the stuff when I'm working out and it gets me all pumped up. And for some reason that song does. All right, you were asking me something off air, and I wanted you to ask it on air because I have an answer.
Yes, okay, good. So, got to protect my DW4. Any chance we're going to get Trent Williams?
Well, first off, I'm really disappointed that the one negative to me flipping offices is I no longer have the Deshaun Watson jersey next to my office.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we can arrange for
that
to happen.
And recall that Deshaun Watson jersey, which is signed and framed and hung on our wall, is dedicated to Carla. There's a little note at the bottom.
Yeah, little known fact, she scratched over the part that said, and also Fred, but that's okay.
You have to keep your ego in check, Fred. You can't have everything.
My ego's pretty well beaten down. You know,
but now with the hair and all, I can see it happening.
Dr. Linville.
He's
Foxy Fred.
I don't know about that. I'm just going to be less hideous Fred. That's all I'm aiming for, is less hideous.
I think we're going with Foxy Fred. I like it.
But now I was listening to John McClain yesterday talking about this, and he doesn't seem to think that they're interested because you have to pay a lot of money for a guy who's hasn't played a full season in 5 years. And while I get that, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I would
it's
too.
Not gonna, I would.
We've
I
got
pay
all
the guy,
this money. What's it for?
You know, and I do think, and I was listening to Braddock today, who will be on Late Hits tonight with Patrick Creighton, and he's out there at practice every day, and he says Matt Khalil looks really good. He looks healthy for the first time in a long time. He's moving around great. That's all fine and dandy. I still go get Trent Williams, because if I have Trent Williams and if I have to move Matt Khalil to the right side because he's playing well enough, that's a bonus.
Yep.
I would have signed Donald Penn for the same reason. I know that I don't want to see another day of Julian Davenport.
No.
You don't like penalties? I love watching 18 penalties a game.
I love holding. I love false starts.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But no.
Literally.
And Chantrell Henderson, I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe he's functional. But you don't need Matt Khalil to be great. You just need Matt Khalil to be average.
So you like him at right tackle. You put the two rookies in at guards.
Yeah, I think I probably, assuming they beat out a guy like
Sharping and Howard.
Yeah, although I think Zach Fulton will be a better option earlier on than Sharping. I could be wrong about that.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't think that they should be settled at the tackle position. And frankly, they shouldn't be settled at corner. I don't know that they've got enough there either. The only thing I'll say about that is...
a lot of bodies there.
Yeah, and this is the kind of thing this is actually what I wrote this morning for Sports Map, was like best and worst case scenarios for them. But they basically shuffled things around in the secondary. The secondary sucked last year. And Kareem Jackson played really well the first half of the season and then was very average to below average later on when they moved him back to corner.
So you feel okay that he's not here
anymore? Yeah, I have no problem with that. I don't see him getting better again. If you're playing him at safety, great. I actually think Tayshaun Gibson could be an upgrade over Honey Badger because he can actually cover a tight end, which they have never had anyone in the history of the franchise that can do that.
Right.
But Jonathan Joseph is 112 years old. And
they just extended him.
And Roby got just drilled last year. And and Aaron Colvin, maybe he can bounce back.
What happened to him last year?
He was hurt the whole year. And that's one of the things that people don't like to talk about. When you see bad performance out of a guy who's been consistent, there's usually an injury issue, and that's what it was. He was hurt the whole time.
It just looked like he was in the Bill O'Brien doghouse. He never said anything.
Yeah, well, and that's because O'Brien doesn't say anything. When a guy gets hurt for some reason, it's on the guy. I mean, that's Bill O'Brien. I don't get me started on him.
I know. I could join you.
This is year six of Bill O'Brien, and he's essentially running the entire organization right now. How does that happen?
But he deserves it. He had a 4-12 season, remember? And that's when you extend a contract, right? Oh, yeah. No.
See, this is one of my favorite topics is, would you trade Bill O'Brien for Jason Garrett?
Ooh.
Oh, you're a perfect one to ask, Bob.
I know.
Well, yes, that's a hard one.
I love that one, Fred.
I mean, Jason Garrett's track record is not stellar either, but it's been a long run. A lot of patience for him. And, there was certainly a window when everybody accused Jerry Jones of not having patience and getting through guys like Wade Phillips pretty fast, Dave Campo. But look at this guy. I mean, Jason Garrett hangs on. He's a survivor.
Just like O'Brien.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of him.
Can't get rid of him. But one big difference, Garrett's on the last year of his contract. He's entering his last season. O'Brien's got a long way to go.
That's why I would trade O'Brien for Garrett.
Right.
1 year left on the contract.
I mean, the other dynamic is Jason Garrett, for better or worse, is not the general manager of that team. Bill O'Brien appears to be basically the general manager of the Texans.
Yeah.
And the OC.
They pretty much are the same dude. They really are. All right, we're going to take a quick break. There's only one segment left. Damn, I was having fun. I don't want to see it end.
Patrick Creighton's banging on the door already.
I know. Get out of there, guys! Fred, stop imitating me! You're not loud enough! We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You got the bad, but can't afford
to take off. No. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Aaron, are you going to Blink 182 tonight?
Yes, I am.
Wait, I want to go.
I guessed that correctly, didn't I?
Yep.
All right, here's what we're going to do for your winner off of Twitch. Aaron is going to read the three finalists, and then the three of you are going to vote. I am not voting because I want you to hate them, not me.
I want them to hate me.
Well, I want to say, if you're the Twitch person who said that I look like Chris Collinsworth, you've already been eliminated. You're out.
Yeah. All right, so give them to us.
All right, so option one, do I need to read the name, or do you want me to just read them anonymously?
Anonymously, don't you think?
Anonymously, but you'll have to tell me the name because, like I said, I'm vindictive.
Yeah.
And if it's somebody that has talked crap about me on there, they don't win.
How about we do names after the vote so we can be fair?
Yeah.
Cool. Option one is, I deserve to go because I just got a job, and after being out of work for 6 months, I want to keep my winning streak going.
Very good.
That's like
a good
that.
One. I like
In
that.
In the consideration set.
Persistent.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me find option two. Option two is, I think I deserve to go ever since I've been a loyal listening blitzer, listening to the stream in Denver, Seattle, Austin, and now Dallas since 2012. I love talking sports shows, willing to drive down from Dallas for the show, and hell, I'll never pass up a good party.
That's pretty good, too.
There's a lot of credibility there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Get Dallas to come down to Houston.
And geographic range. I mean, that's a plus, too.
And finally, I deserve the tickets because I Uber, Lyft 12 hours a day, and everyone that gets in my car listens to the station, and I've even convinced my dad to switch over from 610.
Ooh, promotional.
Wow.
That's a good one, too.
Oh, these are tough.
That's a good one, too. All right.
So we only can pick one?
Well, you're the boss. If you want to pick two. You can do that. That's what I did yesterday. I was going to.
Oh, then you leave one person out.
You know what? I'm the boss.
You're the boss.
You are the boss.
I get to make this decision, right?
Yes, you do.
I'm picking
it's
all.
Your lap.
I'm picking all three.
All right.
They're all winners today.
I like
Perfect.
And the, unless veto rights go to Fred. I mean, he can give
me the names.
Veto later.
No, give me the names because if it's somebody I don't like, you don't get to come.
So number one is option three, Johnny.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Number two is ICTYS.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And number three is Crystal MGSD.
All right. Crystal Meth. I like it. You all win. Congratulations. See, that's cool having the boss here that we can just make these command decisions.
I like the override.
There it is.
All right. See, that was fun. Okay, let's wrap the show up the way we do every Wednesday with famous deaths. And by the way, the Astros lead just died. It's now 3-1
yes,
Indians.
Yes, it did. I just saw that.
All right. So, let's see. Bob Hope. Dead at 100 in 2003. That's what we call a good run. And you make it to 100. Let's see. Wow, I don't even recognize any of the sports figures.
Well, Bob Hope was a good place to start.
You don't know the American bull rider Lane Frost?
I guess I've heard
of him. Fred, I'm a bit disappointed.
Was he the one that they made that 8 seconds about? Or was that...
He was gored to death.
Well, yeah, I'm team bull. Hmm. But 25 years old, not a good run. But is he the one that made the movie about?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm familiar with him. Okay, 1875, Andrew Johnson, 17th U.S. president, dies of a stroke at 66.
That's a good run for 1865.
It is. I think ranked 41st in the presidential rankings. Let's see.
That's not such a good run.
July 26, 2016, famous psychic Miss Cleo, dead of 53, didn't see it coming. No. Okay. Sorry. Let's see. Famous killers. Ed Psycho Guin, mass murderer. Psycho in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was based on him. Dead at 78.
Yeah. Old friend of Carlos.
That is a hell of a run, though, for a mass murderer. All right. Let's get to our best deaths. Ben Hogan, American golfer. Dead at 84. I'm going to go with good run.
Good run.
Great run.
General Sam Houston, 1863, dead at the age of 70. Considering that back then when you were general, you were out there fighting with your guys, considering that he apparently drank like a fish, I'm going to say 1863, 70, one hell of a run.
And he's got a great city named after him.
He does.
Great run.
I love Sam, Texas. All right. Johann Sebastian Bach. German composer, dead at 65. That was in 1750. So, like, in 1750, 65 was, like, 110.
Seriously, that's incredible.
2007, Bill Walsh.
That was sad.
75.
It's a legend.
Yeah, he went up with leukemia. I mean, that feels like a good run. It could have been a better run. I think he probably had another 10 years if he didn't have that, because he was in pretty good shape. 2015, Rowdy Roddy Piper. Canadian professional wrestler, dead at 61. For a wrestler, that's a hell of a run. Let's be honest. 61. Booker's going to beat that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
he's still quite young at heart.
Yeah. He was a lot of fun to work with yesterday. Okay, so we're going to play a little game here. Guess how the porn star died. So, and no cheating by looking at it. July 26, 2002, Amber Sexum.
Excuse me?
Three X's, S-E-X-X-X, died from?
In what year?
I'm going with drugs.
2002.
She has many X's in her name. Sure drugs.
Okay, I'll go drugs.
And you're both correct. Drug overdose, 2002.
Yeah. Wow. It was nice to follow your lead on that, Carla.
I'm so glad that I know how porn stars die. That's really
so
impressive.
We go to 2005, Camila De Castro died from?
Oh, she was Latin.
Tell me the year again.
2005.
Ugh.
It's something tragic. It has to be something tragic.
Well, that's too vague.
Somebody beat her. A man.
She jumped from something. A bridge. Okay. She jumped off a bridge.
All right. You cheated. She leapt to her death from her A-story apartment. From a heroin overdose. So you had two correct answers. Suicide or heroin overdose. But, you know, you read it. Damn it.
I didn't read how the porn star died.
She did. She said she leapt from something.
Yeah, but I didn't get it right.
And it literally says left to death on here.
Oh, but I said a bridge.
You mix it up to make it look like you weren't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's okay.
Hey, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. You know what I'm saying?
It's just typical California person. Hey, thank you guys so much. It's a lot of fun, as always. Just flew by.
Thank you, again. Foxy Fred. It was best.
We will we'll do it again soon, I hope.
Do I have to call him Foxy Fred also?
No.
Or is that just for Carla?
No, that don't call me Foxy Fred. That's like calling a fat guy tiny, you know? All right. Great job, Aaron. Great job, David. Great job, Carla. That was okay today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Patrick Creighton joining me. Till then, stay sports, you bitches. And
looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive.